Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
We worship you. We know that we're nothing without you, Father. Everything that we need, we find in you. You are El Shaddai. You are the all-sufficient one. So right now, Father, in the mighty name of Yeshua, we give it all to you, Father. Yeah. We're casting cares. We're turning it over. We're believing you. Hallelujah. Because we trust you. Because we have faith in you. Father, you said your word would not return unto you void, but will accomplish that which you please. So right now, Father, we ask that you just speak to us right now, Father Yahweh. Speak to our hearts, Father Yahweh. Let our ears be receptive right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. We open up to you, Father, because your word is a lamp and a light. And so right now, Father, we just ask you to lead the way, light the way. We'll follow you. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Come on. And amen. Hallelujah. Give him glory this morning.
There's nobody like him. There is nobody like him. Nobody can do the things he does. Nobody can heal like him. Nobody can deliver like him. Nobody can make us free like him. Excuse me if I praise him. Just get out my way. Hallelujah. Who's glad about Yeshua this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you would please turn with me. Can I come down here? Yeah. That's cool. You would turn to Ecclesiastes with me. Or in Hebrew, Koheleh. And Koheleh actually means one who addresses the assembly. So in Ecclesiastes, Solomon wrote this, speaking to us, addressing us, those that have assembled themselves together. And Ecclesiastes, and before we go there, you may wonder why we see a lot of unrest in the world today. It's like they done gone crazy. It's like they done turned it up. And you even see a shaking going forth in the ecclesia or the church at large. It just means that the kingdom of Yahweh is invading the earth. It's making things right. Because he said that in the last days, things would happen, right? And see, the demon world knows that Yeshua is soon to come. So what happens is that when you bring When you start invading the earth with the power of Yahweh, the demons, they start tripping. The demon world can't stand it. Because, say this, say the king is coming.
The king is coming.
Do you really believe that? Say it. Say it like you believe that. The king is coming.
The king is coming.
And so the Holy Ghost is just shaking stuff up. Amen. And it's a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I feel good inside my sanctified self this morning. I'm excited. I'm excited about Yahweh. I'm excited about his kingdom. And I'm excited about what he has in store for us, the believers. We really need to grab hold of that inheritance that Yeshua sacrificed to provide us.
Amen.
And I just don't believe that we're all grabbing hold of that and we're all living on top like we need to be. We should be living on top of circumstances, above circumstances. Who got circumstances? That means stuff going on, right? And a lot of times we live under that. We let that declare our state of mind and our mindset and our attitude and how we feel about things and how we move forward. But we're supposed to be above circumstances. People of faith, people of Emunah are supposed to be above that. But how do we rise above that? And so if we go here to Ecclesiastes or Kohelet, the 10th chapter, Kohelet is the Hebrew, the 10th chapter, the 5th verse. And he's saying something here. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun as an error that proceedeth from the ruler. Error is something that's not right. And it says, folly is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in a low place. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about rich, not in monetarily, but we're talking about the those that have inherited the kingdom of Yahweh. Okay. We're supposed to be rich in the spirit, yet we are sitting in low places. Mm-hmm. That's an error. And so the 7th chapter says, I have seen servants upon horses. And princes walking as servants upon the earth. The people of Yahweh, they're walking like servants. And the folks that's not in the kingdom are riding on horses. What's wrong with that picture? That's not the picture that he promised. We're supposed to be riding on horses. Where are my kings at? Where are the kingdom queens at? One thing that I appreciate about the Pentecostal church and the church of the apostles is that there was order.
Amen.
We knew when things were out of order, right? And so he's saying here that what's wrong with this picture? The kings and queens, those that are the inheritors of Yahweh, should be on top. We shouldn't be in low places. Because he's declared us to sit up in high places with him, right? And so when we understand this, when we understand where we're supposed to be, and this is a problem, many believers are not where they're supposed to be. Don't raise your hand. But if I ask the question, are you where you're supposed to be? Spiritually, are you where you are supposed to be? Are you in high places? Are you riding upon horses? Are you? I won't even say walking. Some of us may be crawling, but we are the princes and princesses of the kingdom of Yahweh. And so when we go to the next go to the next verse, because mine cut off a little bit, but it is the 24th verse. Do you have that, the next one? No, just the next set of verses, because the next slide, let me put it that way, this next slide, because the next slide that I gave you. Yeah. Yes. There it is. It cut off my Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, the 2nd chapter. And if you are a Hebrew scholar, it's what?
Davarim.
Davarim. And it says what? 24th verse. Who is he talking to? Rise ye up. Take your journey. And pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thine hands Sihon and Amorite, the king of Hesbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in what? Battle. They were already promised the battle. All they had to do was walk into it and just get it. They were already declared winners. And that's not fair, but favor is not fair. So in any battle that you're in, if you're in faith and you believe in Yahweh, you already declared the victor. You've already won. All you got to do is walk like it. Talk like it. Act like it. Have the attitude of it. Because that's what Yahweh told me to do when I had my health challenge. He said, walk like you're healed. Talk like you're healed.
That's it.
Have the posture. And so people was like, ain't nothing wrong with you. I said, you're right. There's nothing wrong with me. Because in my battle, in my fight, I had to walk in faith as the victor. Because the victory was already promised to me. He already told me it was mine. And a lot of believers are walking in defeat. He didn't promise you that. He promised you victory. And so he says in 25th verse, this day I will begin to put the dread of thee and the fear of thee upon the nations that are under the whole heaven, who shall hear report of thee and shall tremble and shall be in anguish because of thee. Because he's given us victory, our enemies are going to start being like, oh, afraid. The enemy has to what? He has to go. He has to bow down. He has to get up out of there. Because I'm declaring my victory. And this is what we're talking about. Declare and decree. Declare your victory. Why are we letting circumstances beat us up? I don't know about you, but I'm down for a good fight. Especially when I know that I'm already declared the victor. I'm already won. You know? And so we have an advantage, right? And so you gotta possess the land. So but listen. You still gotta step in and fight. Right? You gotta take it. You got to possess it. It's yours. Say it's mine. And so this goes for any battle. This is, we're talking in spiritual terms and natural terms. The things that happen to you in the natural, you better declare it in the spirit realm. Because that's where things happen. That's where things are determined in the spirit realm. And the problem is that too many believers are living just in the natural realm. They're trying to solve problems in the natural. Well, if you ain't got no, what is that little adage about trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents? Well, in the natural, that's what it looked like, right? I got 15 cents and I'm trying to make a dollar. But oh, in the spirit realm, he says, give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together and running over. Before you know it, boom. I was at work the other day. I was so hungry. And I had ordered all these things, you know, in the cafeteria. And that's a shame. I'm just giving myself away. And I had ordered, you know, all the stuff. And I always have my wallet. I never have, like, I never carry cash. I've just never been that dude. You know, I just, you know, swipe my card or whatever. It's just convenient for me. So I had all this food, and it was smoke. It was smoking. It was hot. It was wafting up, you know. And I get in line, and there are people behind me in line, right? And so I get up to the counter, and I left my wallet in my office. And I said, Father, this is a situation. He just said, reach in your pocket. I reached in my pocket. And the lady said, that'll be $10.54. And I reached in my pocket. Do you know that I had $11 in my pocket? I don't know where it came from. I do not know where it came from. That just happened Wednesday. I do not know where it came from. But you know, I walked away from that counter. I said, hallelujah. That, I was like, praise God. Because that's a little thing. I mean, some people might think that that's little, but he supplied my need. First of all, he knew I was hungry. And I sure didn't want to walk away from that food sitting there. But that's the kind of God that we serve. He cares about what? Those little things, right? But he just said, I didn't have to trip. He just said, reach into your pocket. I've already provided. So I had to be obedient and what? Reach in there. I didn't know exactly what I was going to pull out, lint or what. But I'm telling you that Yahweh has already been a provider, right? And he's telling us this, and he wants us to believe this. And even though we don't believe anything is in there, we don't see it. In the natural realm, there was nothing in my pocket. I didn't have my wallet or nothing. But in the spirit realm, whoosh. And I just believe that he just manifested that. There's just some kind of way he made sure that that was in there. Because normally there's nothing but receipts in my pocket, paper. And so go here to Joshua or Yehoshua, the 18th chapter, the third verse. See, I believe in him every day. So even on a Wednesday at 12 noon while I'm at work, I'm still what? Believing in him. I'm still looking at him as being a provider, right? Making a way for me, giving me favor. And so the third verse of the 18th chapter says, and Yehoshua or Joshua said unto the children of Israel, how long are you slack to go to possess the land? What are you waiting for? How long are you just going to live beyond below your circumstances? How many times are you just going to just give up or just say, give in to what's going on and looking at the circumstances? How long are you going to go around mountains? How long are you going to go in cycles? Because a lot of us go in cycles. We're just doing the same thing over and over again. We're making the same mistakes, what? Over and over again. And he's already delivered us from the thing, but we're stuck in these cycles, right? In these circumstances that we allow the enemy to put us on. It's almost like the enemy is putting us on a hamster wheel. And we're just... And Yah was like, I got the door open for you. Get up off that thing and go and possess it. And so this was like, how long are you going to be slack in possessing the land? Which, what? Yahweh, God of your fathers, he's already given it to you. Say, it's already mine.
It's already mine.
Sorry. Say, it's got my name on it. And so this is what, it doesn't make sense because he's promised these things. And it's a lack of faith on our part that keeps us from possessing it. Because some of y'all think that it's not yours or you don't want to work for it. Because it's going to take some effort. You got to break. Why do you think they call a breakthrough? You got to what? You got the breakthrough, and you're right there to break through. And so Romans, let's go here. Romans, the 5th chapter, the 17th verse. Say, I'm not by myself. See, the enemy tries to be, oh, you lonely. No. You're not by yourself. You know, those nights where I was in the hospital room, seemingly it's just me in there. But it's not. Yahweh is with me. That is my strength. He is my shield. He's everything, right? And so you got to realize that Yahweh is with, say, Yahweh's with me. And so here we look in the Romans, the 5th chapter, 17th verse. For if by one man's offense, death reigned by one. Defeat, all that is in there, reigned by one. Much more, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one. And who is that? Yeshua Mashiach, right? And so Adam, he's the one that messed up. By his offense, we were in death. We were in trouble. But who believes Yeshua actually came? Say he came for me. See, I'm not dealing with your neighbor today. I'm dealing with you. He came for you, right? You're an individual. You got to get saved for yourself. You got to get saved for yourself, and you got to stay saved for yourself, right? It's about you and Yeshua. It's a relationship thing, right? And so he says, by the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life. And you're reigning in life by way of one. Who is that? So if you got him with you, you're going to win. You're on the winning team. You get a ring. Seriously. There were some guys that were playing with the Lakers. I don't think they even played. They was on the bench. But guess what? When they got the championship, who got a ring? They didn't have to play one game. Even then the people in the office got rings. Just be on the team. If you're on the team, you already get the ring, right? And so listen, we reign in life by one, Yeshua Mashiach. I want to show you the amplified version of this scripture, the amplified translation of this scripture, because it reads the same thing, but it may be easier for you to break it down. For if because of one man's trespass, or meaning his lapse in offense, his mistakes, death reigned through that one. We know who that was. That was Adam. Much more surely will those who receive Yahweh's overflowing grace. See, there's a process. You received Yahweh's what? Overflowing grace, unmerited favor. You didn't deserve it. And the free gift of what? Right. That means that you're being put in what? Right standing with him. And so because you're in right standing, you're standing in righteousness. You didn't do that on your own. He gave you that righteousness when you got saved. And it's your responsibility to continue in righteousness or right standing. And if you do that, what? You reign as kings in life through the one, Yeshua Mashiach, the Messiah, the anointed one. You with the king. What's the problem? You got access to the throne room, right? And all you got to do is just maintain your standing. So when the word tells us that we're lenders and not borrowers, ooh. Who wants to just be a borrower? We're supposed to be. Say we're supposed to be. The lenders. We're supposed to be the bank. I don't know about you. I want to be debt free. Who want to be debt free? I want that stuff hanging on me. I don't want nobody calling me. I want to be on nobody's list. We are the ones to be on top. And this is not just material stuff, y'all. Don't get it twisted. You can't buy peace of mind. Hallelujah. You can't buy that shalom that passes all understanding, right? And so we're supposed to take this, but a lot of times we've just been content living under. I'm not content with that because his promises are above. Everything that he's talking about are above. And what he died to provide us, he wants you to have. We have to get this. And so Yeshua saved me to bring me out of darkness, and he placed me in a kingdom. Amen. Who came out of darkness? Now, do you just think that you came out of darkness and you just sitting there? No. You're in a kingdom now, right? We're seating in heavenly places. Not later, because them old songs would say, oh, in the old by and by. When the morning come, all the saints, yeah, we're going to have that. But he wants you to sit in heavenly places right here. Right. He wants us to bring heaven down right here. All the benefits of it right here. He didn't want me to stay sick. He wanted me to get my healing. My healing is a divine thing that I had to bring from heaven and bring it down here and manifest it. That's what it is, right? And so he wants us to have, say now. Say he wants me to have these things now. He wants me to have a sound mind now. Because he told me, hey, I have not given you the spirit of fear. Then why are we scared? But he said, I gave you the spirit of what?
Power.
Power. And of love. And what? I don't want to have to wait till I get to glory to access my sound mind. I need my sound mind right down here. Right? Say, I need it now. And so go to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. So if we're kingdom people, that is where we get our inspiration from. We're not supposed to be drawing our inspiration from the world. We're supposed to get our inspiration from the kingdom of Yahweh. The Holy Spirit, right? He is the one that's providing these things, right? And so it says now, 5th chapter, 20th verse of the 2 Corinthians. Now then, we are what? We're talking about walking down here. Yeshua left and he said, hey, I'm leaving. I'm going to send you the Holy Ghost and I need y'all, the saints, to transact business in my name. I need y'all to use my name for power and authority, to defeat the enemy, to get your healing, to get your provision, whatever it is. I've given you that ability. And all you got to do is use my name. And using my name, huh? And the way that I have created you to be and walking in who I say you are, when I say that you're the head and not the tail, act like you're the head. When I say that you're above and not beneath, act like you're above. Right? See, I see saints. How you doing, bro? Praise Yahweh. I'm all right. Well, dude, you're supposed to be more than all right. How you doing, sister?
Fairly well.
We're supposed to be above that. And we're letting circumstance dictate. We're letting this world stuff. We're letting the enemy dictate how we walk and how we talk and the things that we do. We're seated in heavenly places. We're royalty. By declaration of the Holy Spirit, Yahweh, in the name of Yeshua, we are royalty. We sit in high places. So it says now, we are ambassadors for Mashiach. What does that mean? That means that we're from another government. And you know what? I'm so glad that I'm from another government. I'm so glad that I'm not representing this government. I'm so glad that I'm representing the government of the kingdom of Yahweh, right? And so a lot of times, we are not believing this. And so it says, now we are ambassadors for who? We just heard about Yeshua, how we get things through him. As though Yahweh did beseech you by us, we pray you in Mashiach's stead, be ye reconciled to Yahweh. Yeshua came into our lives. Our Savior came, and we use Yeshua, Hebrew name, Jesus, and that was said in 1611 by a mistranslation, but Yeshua existed 2,000 years before that. So we are using the name that Yahweh gave him, and his name, Yeshua, in Hebrew means he will save. He will deliver and he will rescue. And has anybody been saved, delivered, or rescued? And so we're representing Yeshua in the earth, right? But Yeshua did a work in us. And a lot of times we're not walking in the work that he did in us. We didn't get baptized and filled with his spirit to just be regular folk. If so, we could have just been walking like we, what we have to get wet for? What we have to do that for? But we did it for a purpose, to identify with him, right? And through Yeshua, he reconciled us back, because in our sinful state, you better get this, in our sinful state, we were already declared dead. We were already declared lost. When we were in our mind, we were going to a different place. But when Yeshua came into our life, when we allowed him and received him into our life, something happened. We didn't have access to the throne room, but when Yeshua came and we received him, he reconciled us back. He put us in right standing with Yahweh, and we can say, hey, Yahweh, I need this in the name of Yeshua. Back in the Old Testament, a priest had to go in and sacrifice a lamb for us. We don't have to do that no more. When we make a mistake, we don't need no priest. When we make a mistake, we can go directly to the throne room, because we have access through the name of Yeshua Mashiach. So we have to grasp that concept, right? We're reconciled back to him through Yeshua. So I am from another government. I am born again. I am born again from above. Hallelujah. And so now I'm sent on this earth to do some stuff. He didn't save you to, and this right here. I came out of churches back in the day that all they talked about was hell. You don't go to hell if you do this. Oh, you better watch out, because you're gonna go to hell. Hell, 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 hell. You know, you may get, you say that, you're going to hell. Now listen, yeah, it's a place, and it's real. But it was about fear. I'm not talking about our apostle. Our apostle broke from that situation. He was like, there's got to be more than this. And I thank Yahweh that he broke away from all that. But it was all about hell. But fear is not the motivation. And a lot of these folks would try to make you scared so that you would fall in line. Fear is not the motivator. Now, don't get me wrong. Hell is a real place. And if you say and do and act a certain way, you just might go there. But that's not what I want your motivation to be. The motivation should be love. How, Pastor Tom? I'm going to speak for myself. I love Yahweh so much. And I know he loves me. And because I love him and I know that he loves me and he's looking out for me, that I just want to do whatever I can to please him. Just because of that relationship that we have, I just want to serve him. I just want to be there when he calls me. I just want to do what he wants me to do. I'm not afraid of him. I reverence him, but I'm not afraid of him, as if he's going to throw down fire on me. He loves me. Anybody got children? Or a child? Or nieces and nephews, or somebody that you care about? You love them, right? And you do anything for him, right? That's the relationship we have with Yahweh. Now, if they do something wrong, can I get some folks to believe that there should be some correction? Now, you know, we got a lot of love when we was coming up. Inky. Correction in love, right? And I don't think that they correct the same way that
now that they did back then. Old school correction. Yeah, it was cold. It was a cold case. But I had no doubt in the love that my parents had for me, you know? Because, yeah, you get a wah-pop-pop, you know? But then at the next time, you get arms wrapped around you, you know? And that's what it is, right? So love should be your most... You should do the right things and say the right things because you love Yahweh. And you know that he loves you. Right? And I just, am I talking to a group of people that actually love him?
Hallelujah.
All right. We love him. And so, let's go to Yohanan, the 17th chapter. And if we have this, like, relationship with Yahweh, if we allow that relationship to happen, that closeness, he knows what you need before you even ask it. And a lot of times the enemy wants us to feel unworthy. Like we don't have a right to walk and stand with Yahweh. And that's why we got to talk about this righteousness. Yohanan 17, chapter 14, verse. I have given them, and this is Yeshua praying for us. He actually prayed. Did you know Yeshua prayed for you? Before you even were manifested on this earth, he prayed a prayer for you. And he says, I have given them thy word, and the world hates them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Why are we always trying to fit into the world? We're not of the world. We're from a different kingdom now. We're from a different mindset now. We walk by a different set of standards now, right? And the world hates us. They might act like they like us, but they really hate us. I was looking at a book. I was scrolling. You know, sometimes I'm not always scrolling, but when I have an opportunity to scroll, I scroll. And I saw this article that says most of the friends. It was an article that said most of the friends you have actually don't like you. That was a deep statement. Because it's almost like people have friends that just are close enough just to know what you're doing and know what you got. But a lot of friends are not really friends. They're like haters. And I just saw this article. It was interesting. And it was talking about how people, like, they gravitate towards people that have maybe some things that they don't. But they don't really like them, and they kind of silently despise them. You better watch your back. Because a lot of people put stock in that. And it's a trap. It's a trap, a friend trap. And I used to spell, anytime something wasn't real, I would misspell it. Or I take the letters off of it. Like if it wasn't a real diamond, I'd say it's an imen. Take the D off of it. I didn't spell friends F-R-I-E-N-D-S. I would spell friends F-R-E-N. Friend. And you say he a friend, she a friend. Not real though, right? And so you got to be careful. The world hates us. And he prayed for that. 15th verse. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world. So he's like, yeah, I know there's just some devious people and they're going to run into some stuff on this world, but I put them in the world for a purpose. Amen. For my purposes. And I'm not praying that they get pulled out. I gave them the power to be able to walk through this thing victoriously. I gave them the power and authority to walk through this world situation victoriously. That they'll be able to have the Holy Ghost to be able to discern what is right and what is wrong and who they should be around and who they shouldn't be. I gave them power for that. So I'm not praying that you take them out of the world, but just keep them from evil. They are not of this world, even
as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Sanctify them. Keep them what? Set apart. How do you keep them set apart? By your word. And through the truth. And the truth is what? The word is truth. 18th verse. As thou hast sent me into the world, I have also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified. How? Through truth. Not through lies, but we get our sanctification through truth. And so, real quickly, there's some redemptive works that happen in us when we come to Yeshua. There are transformative works that happen in us. When we get saved, he redeems us. What does that mean? We actually become the redeemed. Say, I'm the redeemed. I'm the redeemed. And what does redeemed mean? That means that he freed us. We are free. And we don't say set free. See, there's a difference in how freedom is done. See, if I just open the door to the cell and let you out, I set you free. But then when they catch you, they're going to put you back in. And you're a fugitive. But when you're made free, y'all have a purchase. Whatever it was that you did, he purchased that and made it right. So now when you're made free, you ain't ever got to go to that cell again. You ain't got to go back no more, because even if they're looking for you, they'll say, oh, they got the papers. They've been redeemed. I got to leave them alone. Been made free. And you got to understand the difference between the two. Two, he gives us right standing. We become the righteous, right? We become the righteous. And that means that he made us in right standing. That means he cleaned us up and made us right again. All right. Don't you feel good when you're right?
Yeah, good feeling.
It's a good feeling when you're right, right? Who's ever needed something from somebody? It's okay. Who hasn't? Now, do you contact people that you don't have a good relationship with? Because 9 times out of 10, when you contact them, they're going to tell you where to go. But when you're in good standing with somebody, there's no hesitation.
I'm going to
meet them. Hey, yo, what's up? Hey, I need so-and-so. Oh, don't worry about it, dude. I got to. All right, man, I appreciate that. Dap, 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 dap. We good. Because we have that kind of relationship, right? We're in right standing. That means we can go to Yahweh with our head up. Like, hey, Yahweh, in the name of Yeshua, hey, I'm your child. And, you know, I need some whatever it is. In my case, Yahweh, hey, in the name of Yeshua, I hear the healing is available to me. So, hey, I need healing, and I know you're going to do it because that's what your promise was. And I know I'm righteous. I know I'm standing in your righteousness. I know I got right standing. I'm just in here and asking for it, and boom, it happened. Because being saved is not just being saved. You got to be righteous. And that means I got to be in right standing. Why? Because he gave it to us. He, when I got saved, he cleaned me up. Now I got to continue to maintain that clean up. How do I stay clean? By the word. The word is truth. And he maintains me. What else did he do for me? He justified us. So that means we become the justified. That means we become certified. I'm a certified child. He adopted me. That's what the Hebrew concept is, that he adopted us. He brought us into his family and he put his seal on us. He gave us his name. Woo! So now I'm Tom Washington Yeshua. Right? He certified me.
And now I can identify with him. And then what else did he do? He sanctified. Ooh, he sanctified me. Now we become the sanctified. Sanctification means that now we're set apart for his holy service. What? We're set apart. We're set apart. My mom, she had two different kind of tableware. She had the stoneware, and the stoneware was for every day. You could break that thing, she didn't care. Right? And now everybody's using plastic, but there was a time where, you know, paper. But she had fine china. And the fine china was, you know, set apart for special. You better not pull out no china plate. On a regular day. Usually we didn't see that china until Thanksgiving. And even on a limited basis, the kids' table didn't have the china. But it was what? Don't touch. He sets up. Don't y'all know? I'm going to let you get your neighbor involved. Tell your neighbor, you're set apart. You're for special use. So you're not doing all the stuff that the world stuff do, right? You're set apart. Say, I'm different. No, say it like you mean it. I'm different. And embrace it. Embrace your difference, right? Because your promises are in your difference. Your healing is in your difference. Your deliverance is in your difference. Your freedom is in your difference. So all those things that he did, right? So go here. Go to Proverbs 30:30, and I'm gonna wrap this up for you. I just gotta share this. Proverbs 30:30. These are things that he's done. A lion, which is the strongest among beasts, turns not away from any. Let me stay right there. The lion, is he the biggest one in the jungle? No. He's not the biggest one in the jungle. But how the lion be walking? He walk like he owns the jungle. Right? And he's not the big. Elephants are bigger than him. The giraffe is bigger than him. But he rules because he believes that he is the baddest thing in the jungle. Don't mess with the lion, right? He don't turn away from nothing, right? Go here. Go to the 28th verse of the same chapter. See, some of y'all are walking more like cats. You got to believe this thing. Go to the 28th verse of the first chapter. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are what? As bold. See, the righteous know what they rights are. See, because when you're in right standing with Yahweh, you know what your rights are in Yahweh and what you have access to. Hey, because I'm a child of Yahweh, hey, I'm not supposed to be in this situation. I'm supposed to be living on top. The enemy, when he comes, I was in the bank yesterday. Check this out. You know they letting dogs in banks? They letting dogs everywhere. I'm sorry, maybe you some dog service and you like that. I'm just not, I never had a dog one time. And then he had to give it to somebody else because we wouldn't take care of the dog. Don't hold that against me, don't judge me. But sitting down and waiting to get some information from the teller people. And then there is this chihuahua there sitting
at one of the tables where I was. And then, I don't know how this was possible, but this dude walked into, you know, into the bank, and he had a, it was a pit bull. Walked into the bank with a pit bull. Yeah, on a leash. As a comfort dog. Is that what they call them now? Comfort dogs? Comfort, okay. So the pit bull, you know, he didn't say nothing. But that chihuahua, when she saw that pit bull, like she was gonna do something. And I was like, hey, that pit bull ain't bothering you. But she was the loudest thing in that bank. Sometimes y'all just gotta roar. Even though it's something that's bigger than you, y'all better just roar and use your power. That little small thing, now you know that pit bull theoretically was supposed to. But that chihuahua wasn't having it. And we got to understand how we are in the kingdom. Last I checked, we're from a tribe, the Lion of Yehuda. And so that justifies us. That sanctifies us. That gives us certification. And we have the righteousness of Yahweh because I am a lion in the tribe of Yehuda. That's what they call Yeshua. He was the lion. And so if we identify with Yeshua, that same lion, that power and authority symbol is in us, right? Okay, so let me end you up with this, because we got to understand this. Show me Proverbs 28:1 in the Amplified version. Listen to this. The wicked are edgy, they on edge with guilt. And they're ready to run off even when no one's after them. But honest people are relaxed and confident and bold as lions because they are the righteous.
All right. Hallelujah.
They're the righteous ones. So we know we got rights. Why do I know I got rights? Because I'm righteous. Back in the 70s, anybody from the 70s? When something was right, they would say, righteous. I always thought that was cool. I wasn't old enough. Right, right? But that's what we are, the righteous now, right? Real, so the enemy knows who you are and what you are. Real quick, go to Acts 19. And the only reason why I'm taking you here real quickly is because this is what you need. You got to be real. Say, I got to be real. So there's a lot of fake believers out there. We got to be real. It's got to be real, right? And so Acts 19 chapter, there are certain vagabond Jews. They weren't part of the regular, they were vagabonds. They were exorcists. And this is the time of Yeshua and the disciples and everything. And Yeshua had gone on, you know, but he left the Holy Ghost. And so there were certain vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits. So they was out there doing some ghost busting activities. They thought they were going to go out there and just do some stuff. But they weren't sanctified. But they weren't justified. Right? But they weren't declared the righteous. Right? And so they said, they went up on these demons and they said, in the name of the Lord Yeshua, saying, we adjure you by Yeshua, whom Paul preaches. They wasn't even listening to preaching that was going on. Heard that the disciples were casting out demons, so they decided that they was going to do it, but they wasn't taught and didn't have no word, nothing. 14th verse. And then there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jew, and the chief of the priests, which did so. 15th verse. And the evil spirit answered and said, check this out, dude. I know y'all going out thinking that you're going to cast me out. But he said, the evil spirit said, Yeshua, I know him. I know what he's about. And Paul, I know him. But who are you? Because those that have been identified and certified in the spirit realm and who are justified and they're the righteous, the enemy knows who they are. And when we exercise our authority, phew, that thing got to go. But these half-baked folks, not in the word, not doing nothing. Let's find out what the 16. And the man in whom the evil spirit was in leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them. And they fled out of that house naked and wounded. They got beat up. They got whipped. 17th verse. And this was known to all the Jews and the Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus. And fear fell on them because the thing that happened was that, hey, y'all got to be real. This is a real thing. And because now they know they can't go out there half-baked, they had to have the truth. And the name of the Lord Yeshua was magnified after that. It was like, hey, we have to get the real thing. Yeah. We got to know who he is. We got to be able to identify with him now. Hallelujah. And lastly, I want you to have this assurance. And go to 2 Peter, 1 Peter, the third chapter. And it simply says this, for the eyes of Yahweh are over the righteous, not over everybody, but the eyes of Yahweh are over the righteous, those that are in right standing, those that are have operated in the righteousness. And guess what? His ears are open unto their prayers. He's actually hearing them. But the face of Yahweh is against them that what? Do evil. Quickly, Isaiah 32:17 says this. And the work of righteousness, we can identify when people are righteous because there's a work, there's evidence to it. And the work of righteousness, it shall be peace. And the effect of righteousness is quietness and assurance forever, right? And then the last verse is John 11:41. And Yeshua said this. He had raised Lazarus from the dead. And they took away the place of the stone where the dead was laid. And now Lazarus is walking and everything. And Yeshua lifted up his eyes. And he said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Even Yeshua acknowledged, you heard me. And I didn't have any problem asking because I know I'm in right standing. I know I am the righteous. 42nd verse. And I knew that thou hearest me always because of people which stand by. I said it that they may believe that thou hast what? Sent me. And the last verse is this. Why did Yeshua have the assurance? Because he knew he was walking with Yahweh. Adam in the garden had one-on-one access with Yahweh. He was walking with him. They had relationship. They were one, right? They had communion. And what happened when Adam sinned? What was the first thing that he did? He hid himself. Because he was not in what? He lost the sanctification. He was no longer the righteous. See, believers, it's important for you to maintain your relationship with Yahweh. And what the enemy tries to do, he tries to shame you out of your relationship. Says, well, don't walk with him because you ain't got this right and you ain't got that right. You better cast that down. And you better boldly start walking again with Yahweh the way you're supposed to. You're supposed to be side by side in step with him. Being able to, I don't have to be shamed. Because all I know that I'm in a great relationship with you. Everything's cool. And whatever it is that you need, all I got to do is ask you, because I am in right standing. I am in relationship with you. I am in righteousness with you. And I ain't got to worry about nothing. See, that's what happens. The distance comes in our relationship when we feel like something is between us and Yahweh. Get the closeness back. That's why we're saying, draw me what? Close. Don't let the enemy get between your relationship. And say this. This is the last thing. And this is Yohanan said in the 5th chapter, the 17th verse. All righteousness is sin. All unrighteousness is sin. And there is a sin that is not unto death. 18. We know that whatsoever is born of Yahweh sinneth not. But he that is begotten of Yahweh, we keep ourselves. And that wicked one touches him not. Why? Because we've kept ourselves. And I don't know about you, but my renewing process has to happen every day. It has to happen hour by hour. And as long as I keep that mind renewed, as long as I keep myself in that righteousness of Yahweh, I'm good. Because I know that when I keep myself, the wicked one can't touch me. Say, can't touch this. He can't touch this. In 19th verse. And we know that we are of Yahweh, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. We know that we're with him. We know we got good relationship. We know that we can walk with him. We know that we can ask him for anything, and he will give it to us. And the 20th verse says what? And we know that the Son of Yahweh is come and hath given us an understanding. Get this, that we may know him that is true. Not fake stuff, but we may know him that is true. And guess what? And we are in him. And that is true. And even in his son, Yeshua, Messiah, this is the true God. And through that, we have eternal life. Give Yahweh praise for that. Hallelujah. Father Yahweh, we thank you for who you are, Father. We thank you, Father, that you brought us into your kingdom, and whatever it is that we need, however way we need to be encouraged, however way we need to be lifted up, however way we need to be brought out, you're the one that does it all. You deliver us out of all of our destructions. And so right now, in the mighty name of Yeshua, let us grab hold to who you are, what you do, Father Yahweh. We trust you. We believe in you, Father. And our responsibility as your children is to stay in your righteousness. So right now, Father, all over this place, all over this room, continue to let these spirits reverberate and echo in our spirits, that our salvation is tied to our righteousness. We must maintain that. You made us the justified. You made us the righteous. You made us the sanctified, Father Yahweh. You made us the redeemed. You reconciled us back to you through the name of Yeshua, your son. So let us walk in that, Father. Let us walk in victory in all the things that you have set forth before us in Yeshua's name. We pray. Amen. And amen. Keep your hip up. I just want to give those an opportunity who may say, hey, I want to establish this relationship with the Savior. I want to be the righteous. I want to be that justified. I want to be redeemed. I want to be sanctified. I want that in my life. It's available to you today. All you got to do is just raise your hand and say, I want that. I want all the peace and the love and the joy that comes with being in him. And if you want that today, just raise your hand. We'll pray for you.